When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everyone, welcome to the FLA Cats Hockey Podcast of the Hockey Podcast Network. This is your host, Dave Rodriguez, with my co-host, Ryan Keelan. Ryan, game three just ended. The Panthers stood strong despite a good effort from the Tampa Bay Lightning to try to make this a series. But the Bruins might be out on Saturday. We're not quite there yet, but a 3-0 series lead, feeling good. How are we doing, Ryan?
Yeah, 2-0. I mean, it's a different feeling going up 2-0 in the Lightning, but on the road, we kind of put our throat on them. You know, we didn't give them anything easy all night. I mean, they had, you know, their third goal, you know, unfortunate, but we, the whole game, you know, down, we came back, just a great win. I mean, there's this team is way different than last watching it. We're like boa constrictors on just shutting them down. I mean, I'm in shock right now that we're up 3-0 on Tampa.
Right. And especially going back to Tampa, we knew we had some struggles in the playoffs for sure, but we had some good moments in the regular season. I mean, a night for Stephen Lawrence to remember for the rest of his life, although there's many more memories hopefully to be made in this Stanley Cup playoffs. But Stephen Lawrence with two big points, despite only playing 5.5 minutes, that whole fourth line with Cousins.
And he wouldn't have been playing.
Right, Cousins and Oposo inserted into the lineup just really made a difference in a game where the Stars from both teams have shined all series. And lo and behold, in game three, that fourth line just stood and kind of took over when they were on the ice, right, Ryan?
Yeah, on the Montreal goal, I mean, I was thinking it before we scored, like Okposo on that shift was huge. Just him, and they kept keeping the puck in, you know, just pushing it down behind the net, and then eventually it got back up to Montour. And we had two guys screening Vasilevskiy, which is, you know, he's a big guy. That's what it takes. You got to get in front of him. He's not going to give you anything easy, as we've seen all series, every single goal. You know, we're scoring goals. And great shot by Montour, top corner. You know, the fourth just kept that alive. So good for them. They, you know, they pretty much not won us the game, but they contributed heavily tonight.
Yeah, and I think, like we've said, after that game one, recap, we knew that the penalty kill just had to be outstanding. And yet again tonight, the best we've seen from the Florida Panthers all season on the road. We know the penalty kill was outstanding in the regular season. And so far this series, to me, has been the difference maker, Ryan. So far throughout the series, I believe Tampa has, I think, 10 more penalties than we do, or, you know, power play chances than we do. So tonight, 5 penalties for the Panthers, 5 power play chances, and 0 goals for the Tampa Bay Lightning. So across the board, it took a full team effort. You know, Reinhart obviously got his goal. Kachuk got 2 big goals, one being the empty netter. And yeah, now with a chance on Saturday to solidify and put the Tampa Bay Lightning to bed. And maybe their, you know, era, Ryan, could potentially be over on Saturday night in Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Hedman, Stamkos is aging. This is the type that experience, they've won cups. You gotta, like, you could say the series is over, but it's not, you know, so we need to just keep playing, foot on the gas. You know, huge on the team without Sam Bennett, without Lomberg, you know, still showing grittiness, toughness, and getting in their face. And it still looks like, you know, Finland ended the game spraying Vasilevsky, and they just, Brady Point just stood there and watched it happen, didn't do anything. That's what it used to be like, you know, and it's great watching this team do things like that. And I want to, you know, give a shout out to the third line. I mean, especially Rodriguez, just, you know, he doesn't have, I don't believe he has any points this series, but he's a playoff type player. He's throwing his body, playing good defense, you know, stuff that's not going to on the stat sheet, but I haven't had any complaints with our third line at all. They're just, you know, if you're just there, that's pretty much a good thing on the third line, you know, when our top dogs are doing it big for us.
Right. Just kind of getting behind the puck and not letting any silly plays, like, you know, we've seen in some playoffs before where, you know, you turn a puck over in your neutral zone or something like that, and it just leads to a deflating turnover. They've been really smart and steady throughout the whole series so far. And a player that we talked about, Ryan, in our preview of the matchup, Anton Lundell, again, just a great, great showing from him. An assist on that first Tkachuk goal. And we know he got that game-winning assist on the Verhaeghe goal in game two. So just outstanding from Lundell overall, again, where we know he has that offensive ability in him, but not cheating the game and staying diligent on the defensive end. Just continues to blow your mind just how young he is and continuing to grow and you know, getting a big, big trust from the team, especially with Bennett down, just being really, really solid for us with about 17 minutes logged in tonight from Lundell. Again, led the way by Forsling, Montour, Ekblad, all those guys just stood out. Montour with a huge game, Ryan, a huge blast, good defensively. He had to step up in some of those shorthanded opportunities when I think Forsling took two penalties, so Montour stood in there. So, you know, Montour really stood tonight, and he has so far this series. And, you know, defensively, we've just been sharp as a nail. I think you could agree on that.
Yeah, just like what I was saying on the third line, just like the third pairing, I mean, even OEL and Kulikov are playing solid right now. They're throwing their bees. I mean, every single player on this team, there's no, like, you know, last year maybe you could complain of, you know, there were a few players that, you know, weren't really pulling their weight, and Tkachuk and, you know, all the top guys were carrying us. But this year, there's no one on the ice right now that it's like, oh, damn, they're on the ice. Everyone's pitching in so far, and especially against Tampa. That's great to see. And, you know, even on the TNT broadcast tonight, you know, Wayne Gretzky was even saying, and all those guys were saying, you know, this is a different Panthers team. They have the depth that we didn't have last year. You know, you could just throw Lorenz and Okposo in, you know, when Sam Bennett goes down. And on top of your point about talking about Lundell, I mean, that's why we drafted this guy, you know, in the first round. Hopefully he could be a number two center. Obviously, Sam Bennett's a good number two center. So he's Lundell's forced to be on the third line, but when he has to step up, you know, it's great. We have a guy like Lundell that's great defensively, and he's even chipping in. It was a great, you know, a little tic-tac-toe, even flipped the guy on the first goal, you know, before getting it over to Tkachuk. So yeah, I mean, defensively we're on fire right now. I want to bring the brooms up.
Yeah. Like we said, a lot of work to do. Obviously the most difficult game to win is the one to bury them. We know all three games have been tooth and nail to the finish. Third period could go either way, but we've seen the resiliency from the Panthers team all season long, and just continuing again to ghost the Tampa Bay Lightning in Tampa Bay so far this season. So, Ryan, a big opportunity on Saturday evening to wrap up the series. Anything? I mean, obviously, just continue to play your game, limit the power play chances. I mean, we've seen so far so good on the PK, but You know, zero power play minutes, for the Panthers this game. Don't think that's happened ever in Panthers history, in a regular season game or a playoff game. Zero power play minutes. But yeah, I think you know, we could agree. Just more or less, get pucks in deep, get pucks towards the net, and good things will happen.
I think the most important thing that we're doing is we're really frustrating Kucherov.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'll see him along the boards. He can't get anything going. And when, you know, there's talk that should be in the MVP race, he's definitely a top four candidate for MVP. Obviously, there are a lot of guys with huge, huge seasons, you know, almost 70 goals, McDavid, you know, all these guys are up there. But if you're holding the MVP or one of the top candidates to zero goals through three games, that's a huge win defensively for the PK. everything. I mean, Stamkos, you know the top guys are going to get their points, get their goals. But if Kucherov isn't, you know, let Stamkos have them. And it's working out great for us. We're playing great defensively. Bobrovsky he's making saves at perfect times to keep momentum or swing momentum. So he's playing out of his mind once again. So
great point there. Great point, Ryan, for sure. There were a couple of chances where Tampa Bay looked like they had a golden opportunity and Bob just stood tall once again. And not to say Vasilevsky's been playing any you know, significantly worse than what we've normally been seeing, but a lot of guys in front of him, they're crashing the net. We've seen some of those rebound goals, some of those deflected goals that are throwing Vasilevsky off screen, like on that Montour shot, just getting in his face. And we know that he's a big body, but, you know, he's not as, I think, flexible as Bobrovsky from what we've seen so far this series. Just kind of when the puck's thrown, he's just standing there. And if there's a tip, you have a good chance to squeeze it past him. So a good chance on Saturday to wrap this up. Any last words, Ryan? I mean, obviously an emotional night, an exciting night for the Panthers. I know the Panthers fans were excited and stressed out throughout the entire night, but here we are with a chance to sweep the Tampa Bay Lightning. Not sure if you want to change your prediction from Tampa Bay in seven, because that's what it's going to take now for him to do it.
I was laughing at Cooper complaining about the wet ice to start. It's your own stadium. Like, why are you complaining to the refs? Like, this is your crew and everything. So that guy just whines nonstop. I mean, I thought we committed penalties. I get everyone's like, oh, 5-0. The first Forsling penalty, I don't think was a penalty.
Interference.
That was just somebody, I think Point got pushed or something. I mean, we did commit a couple stick infractions, which is frustrating, but we're playing, you know, aggressive, and I'd rather us play aggressive and get bit, but than not. So Now I got nothing else on this game. What do you got game four? What's your prediction?
No, I mean, we'll see what happens with Lomberg, if he's inserted into lineup, if healthy, or they roll with this same fourth line that just cooked all night for when they were on there, and albeit not too often. I know Stenlund is just, again, an integral part to that third line now and to that PK. So more of the same, just continue to battle. And we know it's going to take a lot of effort in a grueling game to get that Tampa Bay Lightning to quit. So just want to see more of the same. Paul Maurice, again, credited to that video coach team, challenging that goal in the first period that, again, looked like Tampa was going to get tied up before the first, but, you know, credit to the department seeing that real quick and challenging. So across the board, just great, great, fantastic from coaching to defense to offense, special teams. Panthers have taken the chances when they could. So chance on Saturday to get it done, Ryan. I'm eager for it, and I know you're eager for it too. So hopefully we can get the brooms out and get a little revenge on what they did to us a few years back.
Yeah, I'd love to sweep Tampa. It was nice, you know, like I didn't really know. I noticed that Bennett was not in, which is, you know, nothing against Bennett. That's more of a credit to the team as a whole and the depth we have, because, you know, a lot of people, including myself, were like, uh-oh, like Bennett drives the offense. Sometimes he's a huge part of this team, physical, tough. So great on everyone. You know, Lundell stepping up, Stenlund sliding right into the third line. Everyone was great tonight. So got to do one more, get a little time off, get Bennett back, and we're all good. And then we can go into Toronto or Boston. Watching those two teams, I'm not as worried as I was, like, looking at their depth. Like, obviously every single team that we're going to play has a couple of high-end forwards or high-end defensemen, but we really look like we stand the test for our third and fourth line. Even second line with Tampa, we're just way better than them. When they put Hagel onto the top line tonight, their second line was just looked horrible. So, just Stamkos.
For sure. And I think, you know, one player we haven't really talked about much this series, Ekblad, has just been great. I mean, defensively, always sound, making the right plays, just standing out since he's come back from that injury, and just such an integral part to that Forsling combination. Just like we've said, defensively, just from top to bottom, just fantastic. So a chance Saturday night, Ryan, to get it done. Thank you for joining me on this quick episode as we recap game three. Hope you guys had a great, fantastic evening. A lot of people sending me messages of the win on Instagram and on X. So shout out to you all for all the love and, of course, always supporting the podcast and the channel. So, Ryan, until Saturday, we'll talk and hopefully recap game four with a sweep or a potential for a Monday night clincher in Sunrise. So until then, Ryan, you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening, everyone. Enjoy the victory, and we'll chat on Saturday evening as the Florida Panthers look to sweep the Tampa Bay Lightning at 5 p.m. in Tampa. So, Ryan, as we always like to say, go Panthers. Vamos, gatos.
Go Cats.
And we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you all for listening. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for listening to this episode of the FLA Cats Hockey Podcast. I want to remind everyone to use DraftKings Sportsbook. And if you're looking for the light of the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of the playoff beers all the way to the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code THPN only at DraftKings. The crown is yours. As well as reminding everyone to visit Caneswear at caneswear.com or at that location in Davie, Florida. Make sure to let them know David and Ryan from the FLA Panthers FC Hockey Podcast sent you to get hooked up with all the Florida Panthers merchandise throughout the entire playoffs. Also, a reminder to use code FLA Panthers FC at SeatGeek on your first order to get $20 off your first order. Again, that's FLA Panthers FC at SeatGeek to get $20 off your order. Thank you again. Thank you for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.